The Service to America Medals honors federal employees who go above and beyond their job descriptions to serve the public. For the next few months, Federal News Radio is speaking to the finalists. And we have one of them here this morning. The Housing and Urban Development Department launched a data analysis program in 2010 to monitor federal housing programs. 2 years later, Hurricane Sandy put the system to the test. Sarah Myers co-developed the program called HUDSTAT. She now runs the Sandy Program Management Office, which applies data analysis to the $50 billion Sandy recovery effort. Sarah Myers joins us now. Ms. Myers, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so HUDSTAT is one of those programs that really has been out in front of all this administration stat stuff. Tech stat, portfolio stat, cyber stat. I could stat you to death, I think. But give me a sense about HUDSTAT. How did it start, and where are we at with it today? Because I think a lot of people hear it and go, oh, God, another stat program.
Sure. So HUDSTAT started in 2010, led by the office that I was working at the time, the Office of Strategic Planning and Management. And what we did is it actually sort of started before that, even with the Recovery Act, where we had begun really using data to pull together an enterprise view of our progress with our Recovery Act funds. And so we then transitioned that to start looking at our performance goals, in particular what are known as the agency priority goals, or APGs, which every agency has. So we really started to pull together data on each of our goals, and then on a quarterly basis have meetings led by the secretary, which were really a review of progress towards the goal, and looking at where problems existed so we could try to course correct wherever necessary. And today I think what we've found is that these have been sort of tremendously successful, both in terms of individuals managing their own programs, but also in terms of HUD having a better sense of where we are as an enterprise, as an entire organization. And further, we've added a sort of level of technology to these meetings. They're supported by a tool called HUDSTAT BI, which really integrates the data from all the different programs so that you have a single view.
Now, I definitely want to get back to the technology piece, because I think that's one piece that a lot of agencies are struggling with. But let me start with, now, initially you guys used HUDSTAT, again, you said across all agency goals, but the one you guys got, I think HUD got a lot of attention for, is the veterans homelessness goal. And then you added it to the Sandy Recovery Program, which is one of the reasons why you're a finalist for the SAMMY's Award. Give me a sense of how you applied HUDSTAT to Sandy, to veterans homelessness, because I think, again, those are the two areas that people recognize the most when you talk about it within the federal community.
Sure. So for veterans homelessness, this is a joint goal that we established with the VA, and we have been working since the establishment of that goal with them very closely. The meetings have been led with their leadership as well as ours, working to both align data and drill in to find where there are problems. So to the extent we notice in a particular region or state, or even more detailed than that, a particular local area that there are issues, the team would come together and then look to create interventions and then track the data and performance after that. In terms of Sandy, it's not so much actually HUDSTAT that's being applied, but it's the HUDSTAT methodology and the sort of data-driven and sort of cross-silo management that we're using through the Sandy Program Management Office. So that was really about for the Disaster Relief Appropriations Act had about $50 billion in it for 19 agencies and roughly 60 programs. So pulling together all of those stakeholders to get their data and create regular dashboards that we could use to assess progress was, of course, a lot of people down involved and certainly a lot of data to work through. But it is the same sort of HUDSTAT approach where you're creating an enterprise view using data to assess progress.
Let me start with you said $50 billion from Sandy recovery effort, 19 agencies, all stakeholders are looking at a dashboard kind of to assess progress. Is this just for housing, this $50 billion, or is this across all facets of Hurricane Sandy relief?
Oh, no. So, yeah, this is definitely all – so it's 19 agencies from DOT to HUD to To FEMA, of course, the DOI. I mean, there's a long list of agencies, 19 of them, and within those agencies, 60 programs which address things like individual assistance, small business loans, and the HUD's role in this is that I lead the PMO, which was a part of the Hurricane Sandy Rebuilding Task Force, which, as I'm sure you know, is an interagency task force set up to drive the recovery. So this is definitely not just about housing. It is an interagency effort where we've taken the success, I think, of HUDSTAT and tried to apply that to an interagency context.
Interesting, because I think one of the things that we saw with the Recovery Act initially was developing something like the Recovery Accountability Transparency Board really worked well to bring in the stakeholders from across the government, but also state and local. You guys must be bringing in the state and local side to this broader effort.
Well, certainly. So during the task force, which was a 6-month effort, everybody was working very, very closely. The task force was working very, very closely with the state and local partners and still are to this day to make sure that their needs are being met and that everyone is aligned. In terms of the tracking, we actually are now working with the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board and have created a public-facing dashboard of the Sandy funds, similar to what was done for the Recovery Act itself.
And I know that one of the things about the Recovery Board, they actually had their mission extended by Congress to oversee or to work more closely on the Sandy recovery funding as well. Let me shift back a little bit, though, to HUDSTAT for a second and talk a little bit about how data is used, because, as you said, it's the same model for Sandy. How are you using data to make decisions to better understand what the program is doing? Let's dig a little deeper.
Sure. If you take one particular issue, whether it's rental housing or veterans homelessness or energy efficiency of our housing stock, about 7 weeks before a meeting, let me take a step further back. We go through a target setting process, right? It all stems from the strategic plan. If these are our goals and this is our mission, what are the measures that we will use to assess progress? So we go through a target setting process with the program led by the Office of Strategic Planning and Management. And then we begin to collect data on a quarterly basis from all of the different program areas. So I think one of the ways in which HUDSTAT is unique is that we are not focusing in each of these meetings on one department or one program silo. We are focusing on a goal that is cross-agency. So we're collecting information and trying to break down silos across these multiple different program areas. So about 7 weeks before a meeting, we pull together all of the data. So analysts in the Office of Strategic Planning and Management pull together all the data and begin to work very closely with both people in the field, but also, of course, program directors and people at headquarters to drill in and to see, okay, so if you're looking at the 10 regions, where are we seeing performance on a key metric, either much higher than everybody else or much lower than everybody else? And then digging into that, figuring out sort of why that is and really talking to the people on the ground about what they're seeing. And then those issues, including having the people who are dealing with the issues on the ground, are raised in a HUDSTAT meeting, and we talk about ways that we can either intervene or we can, if it's good performance, replicate that elsewhere.
And give me a little bit more about the HUDSTAT VI. This is a new technology tool you said you guys have been implementing. What does it do? How does it work?
Sure. So if you can imagine, you've got a large organization with, depending on how you count, probably 50 to 60 different programs, many of which have their own systems for tracking their administrative data. Not all of them, but of course there's more than one. So when you're trying to have a meeting where you need an enterprise view, it's really important to pull together all the data into one sort of, so you can get that top line number, one consolidated set of information. And so we had been doing that manually for a long time. Which means literally getting dumps of Excel spreadsheets and analysts spending hours and hours and hours pulling this stuff together to make sure that it aligned. So we invested early on in a system that would take all those disparate data sources, all of those different spreadsheets at first, and pull them together automatically and create a series of dashboards that got very quickly to the key information that anybody who was sort of interested in a particular goal or a particular region or place, because we can look at the data both ways, into one very sort of easy to use and understand dashboard. And I think what's interesting about the tool is that for the first time, people at HUD have access to other programs' information. So anybody at HUD can have access to the tool, and we found folks really interested in digging in and seeing what's going on in other program areas as compared to their own.
Very interesting. I think it's one of the models and one of the technologies a lot of other agencies could replicate, could borrow from you guys. It would be interesting to see how agencies pick this up. We just about got about 30 seconds left. Sarah, Ms. Myers, give me a sense of when you found out you were a finalist for the SAMMY's Award. What was your first reaction, and is this part of your background to do all this data analysis, or do you come from a total maybe different perspective?
Well, I mean, my first reaction was I was just really thrilled and honored to be among this group of really talented finalists. My background is sort of, it ended up being data without that being my intent, but I have spent some time doing a lot of more project management, so using metrics to track where we are in a given project. But yeah, this has really turned into something that I feel very strongly about, especially because I believe that it connects so directly to the mission, and that's really what is most important to me.
And I think you can hear it in your voice. You're very passionate. Sarah Myers directs the SANDE Program Management Office at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She's a finalist for the Call to Service Medal. You can read more about the SAMMY's finalists and hear this interview on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Ms. Myers, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.